BBC News with Neil Nunes. North Korea has carried out its biggest nuclear test yet. South Korean officials say it may have been twice as powerful as previous detonations, causing a 5.3 magnitude seismic event at the North's main test site. Pyongyang said the test was of a newly developed nuclear warhead and that it was now capable of putting a nuclear device on medium-range ballistic missiles. The South Korean President Park Geun-hye has condemned the test as an act of self-destruction, saying it would only add to the North's international isolation. Ms. Park has held emergency talks with officials and has spoken to President Obama by phone. China said it was firmly opposed to the test. The U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov will hold more talks in Geneva today to try to secure a nationwide truce in Syria. The two men have been meeting on and off for weeks, but several sticking points remain. French technicians have restarted the cable cars in the French Alps, which were stuck last evening, possibly due to high winds. More than 30 people were stranded. The former head of Argentina's Air Force has been sentenced to 25 years in prison for the abduction of a left-wing activist couple during the military dictatorship nearly 40 years ago. The 90-year-old former commander was convicted of sending intelligence agents to kidnap the couple in 1978. A major British review of evidence about drugs known as statins has concluded that their benefits have been underestimated and the harms exaggerated. The report in the Lancet Medical Journal says the drugs can cut the risk of strokes and heart attacks in both high and low-risk patients. And the Kenyan athlete Samuel Muchai Kimani has won the first Paralympic gold medal for his country at the Rio Games. Kimani triumphed in the 5,000 meters. BBC News.